Possibly. It's no difference?
No.
Okay. And something a woman might wear on a wrist. Call that a
bracelet or a watch.
Okay. And then if have a necklace made out of, a woman has a necklace made out of beads, you call that a what?
Yeah. I call it a necklace. All I know.
Okay, but if it's beads, though, you, would you say, what?
From beads.
Okay, well, I'm thinking of, which sounds better to you? String of beads, pair of beads?
A necklace sounds better.
Okay, but of string of beads or pair of beads, which?
Pair of beads.
Pair of beads, okay. Now, you mentioned overalls. You said it kind of like an apron. What do you call this part that comes up then?
A scarf.
Okay, and is there any...
Wear them over your pants.
Yeah, right. And what if you have something that just holds your pants up? I mean, it comes from a waist. Like the spots only comes to the waist.
Suspenders.
That, there any different kinds of those?
Call them galluses.
That's the same thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What about braces? You know what?
Well, braces, those are to hold you straight or something. Shape you somewhere.
Okay.
Them just to hold your pants or your dress. Women wear suspenders too on their dresses.
Okay.
Call them straps.
Okay. And this is something you might take outside to keep your head from, to hold over you if it's raining.
Umbrella,
okay.
Parasol,
yeah. Same thing?
Yeah,
okay.
Same thing.
And after you make up the bed, the very last thing you put on it to make it look good?
Spread,
okay. And what you put your head on to sleep, though?
Pillow, I thought you meant to hang your head up.
Oh, okay. And you ever had a kind of pillow that,
feather pillow?
Well, this is kind of like a pillow, only it's longer, you know.
That's a bolster.
Bolster, okay. And you could say a pillow goes only halfway across the bed, but a bolster goes
all the way.
All the way, okay. And this is something women used to make. It goes on the bed and you wash it. Huh?
Quilts.
Okay. And if you had lot of relatives visiting, you know, and you lot of kids and you didn't have enough beds, you might put something on the floor.
Yeah, call that a pallet.
Pallet, okay. And let's see now, talking about land here, if a land's really good for growing things, how would you describe the land?
Good land.
Okay, would you use another word besides good?
Rich soil.
Rich soil. What do you call rich soil?
You grow stuff without much fertilizer.
Okay. Just tell me some of the different types of land you can have.
Yeah, bottom land,
hill land. What's bottom land?
That's what's valley like in the middle of your field or something.
Yeah.
It's high as well, and the water stands in it more than it do on the other part.
What about if it's along a stream? You call that bottom land too?
Bottom land, yeah.
Okay, go on.
And the hillside would be rolling land.
Yeah. What about land that gets covered with water all the time?
We call that a pond.
Okay, but